celebrating the music of 1959. There are few overnight success stories in the history of Hawaiian music, but then again, come to think of it, there were also few boy bands. But before NSYNC, before One Direction, before New Kids on the Block, before the Backstreet Boys, before Menudo, even before the Beatles or the Monkees, there were the Surfers. In 1957, Al and Clay Naluai, multi-talented Hawaii-born brothers who could sing and play various instruments, were attending Glendale Junior College in that Los Angeles suburb, where they would meet two more young Hawaiian men, a percussionist named Bernie Ching and multi-instrumentalist Pat Silva. The four Hawaiian boys all joined the college choir, and the choir director, noticing the boys' natural bent for developing four-part harmony arrangements just for kicks, asked the four friends to work up some jazzy vocal arrangements for some traditional Hawaiian tunes to perform during the choir's West Coast tours. A huge hit with their audiences, with the growing interest in Hawaiian kitsch as the possibility of Hawaii becoming the 50th state loomed, the foursome started performing for backyard luau around Southern California, for free or for food, which is as true in Hawaiian music now as it was then. A classmate who was a part-time salesman for a store that sold stereo equipment had access to some better-than-average recording gear. He offered to record the boys so that they would have a souvenir of their time together, for their children and grandchildren, he said. But that tape was of such high quality that this friend began using the tape as a demonstration recording to help him sell stereo equipment down at the store. That was when fate stepped in. Or rather, a representative from Los Angeles-based Hi-Fi Records stepped into that store, heard the demo tape, and asked the salesman who the group was. The rest, as they say, is history. The group of young Hawaiian boys with no group name suddenly had a recording contract. It would be the daughter of the secretary at Hi-Fi Records who would blurt out, "Why don't you call yourselves the Surfers?" And because Hi-Fi Records owner Richard Vaughn preferred natural acoustics to recording studios, to cut this first album, he sent a mobile recording unit to a place where the boys felt right at home, the gymnasium of Glendale Junior College. The Surfers' debut LP was titled On the Rocks, but they were anything but. The album was a popular smash locally and a huge seller, so successful, in fact, that Vaughn suggested that the boys stick with show business for good, even offering to bankroll their start. Most of the group were still students. Clay was the only one who had graduated, married, and held a full-time job. And although he said, "I have to think about it," ultimately, Clay would quit his day job and become, with his brother and friends, full-time musicians. There is not a bad track on the entire album. So, all day long, Ho'olohe Ho Radio will be spinning cuts from On the Rocks in celebration of The Surfers, and 1959, a fabulous year for Hawaiian music. Here are a few of those sides right now. For Ho'olohe Ho Radio, I'm Bill Wynn.